As the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without actions is dead. We could also take that verse to say, as the body without breath is dead, because faith without actions is dead. The breath in the body is the gift of the Spirit that God gives. It's what brings life to Adam when God has created him. When he takes the earth of the ground, he forms a man. You know this story. And then he breathes into him his breath. And that is what gives the body life. So what James is saying is very, very much a fundamental truth about what life ought to be. The message is that we can show by who we are and by what we do that we are the friends and followers of God and of his Son, Jesus. Faith is detectable in actions, by deeds, rather than words. Now, the teaching of this letter has, you may have realized when you heard it being read again, given problems, difficulty to some theologians and to many simple, ordinary believers through the ages, because we are assured by the letter to the Romans and by the preaching of the apostles that we are saved by faith alone. Have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and ye shall be saved. And we are indeed. That letter that was so influential to Martin Luther and the princes of the church, the radical theologians of the Reformation, is true down to our own time. But it means more than that. There is nothing we have, nothing we are, nothing we can do or say that enables us to face God, the judge, without guilt because of our natural condition. Our human nature leads us to waste the gifts we were endowed with at birth. Our human nature constantly threatens us with failure in fulfilling our best intentions, and so disappointing others and ourselves and those who love us. Our natural inclinations are to give in too easily again and again, aren't they? But thanks be to God, through faith in his Son, we are put right and restored to friendship with him. Accepting Jesus, we can find forgiveness and the sense of grace, God's grace and mercy, raising us above the limitations of our earthly nature. Thanks be to God for his glorious gospel. And thanks be to him, too, for the gift of the Holy Spirit, the gift sent in power to give to the church the call to communicate the good news of Jesus to the world. And the Spirit has to find expression, just as the breath makes the body work. That expression has to be through the deeds and the words of the believers, all of them, even you and me. And this is why the writer of this letter of James uses the terms he does, body and spirit, the connection between faith and works. The term inspiration is about breathing breath. And we all know that inspiration leads to perspiration, or at least I hope we do. If a man claims to have faith but has no deeds, can such faith save him? And the point of the writer is that there's no evidence for this kind of faith. Surely anyone can say they have faith. A person may believe that they have faith. But the implication isn't that the person is lying or insincere or is making a false profession of faith, but is that the faith has just stopped there, that it's dried up, deceased. It is like Monty Python's dead parrot. It has ceased to be. It isn't faith at all. In fact, it's something else that we don't seem to have a word for. It's just like we would say today, in fact, you'll have heard younger people, teenagers, say, "You wish." That's a put down, isn't it? And you know, if you're looking for things online, you find that there's a wish list that you can put your things on, and it's not just for Christmas. Now, wishing doesn't fill stomachs or stop shivering or stop the use of landmines or put an end to addiction or dependency. So there's no excuse in the idea that some of us are thinkers and prayers and that others are the men and women of action. No, James is addressing an imaginary challenger with a counter-argument, and he says there is no either-or about faith. Faith must have consequences. Faith must be motivating, as is the Spirit. There is energy in it. Faith moves. Faith can move mountains, as we remember from Matthew's Gospel. And if faith is one thing and works on another, then both must be part of something else. Together, they are part of the religion that we are called to put into practice. And practicing means doing. Can you show faith as opposed to talk about it in any other way than by working it out? No. You fool. Now, what does he mean when he says you fool? He's talking about an empty person. He's not just saying you're foolish. He's putting somebody down in the way that you wish doesn't look at. The word in Greek is the same as the word for empty. The empty person. So he's saying you empty person, not you fool. You have nothing to show. This isn't just being idle or not working. It's being unfit for use, U.S., unserviceable. It's like land lying waste and unproductive. Our writer is very disparaging of those who do not recognize this point about his argument. As well he might be, as we, I'm sure, would want to follow him in seeking from our own experience of life examples, not just from history, but from people we have known. Today, as we celebrate the continuity of our church's commitment to work in social care and among those we seek to serve in Jesus' name, and we pray for those who serve in our name in all these fields of care. We can think of people we've known personally, people whose lives have touched ours, members of our families, our fellowship, our communities, people in youth organizations, in the services or at work, who give living evidence of James's point about faith and works.